Commentator Frank DeFord's contributions to Morning Edition have reached a milestone, and though Frank sometimes assumes the role of the sports curmudgeon, in honor of his 1,000th commentary, he offers something a little more upbeat.
I began these sports seances in February of 1980. Don't you hate people who dress up what a time was like back then by telling you who the president was and what the Dow Jones average was? Boy, I do. But I thought you would like to know that Jimmy Carter was president when I started and the Dow Jones average was 790. Also, Pittsburgh had just beaten the Los Angeles Rams in the Super Bowl. Enough. Isn't it awful when people reach some kind of anniversary and spend all their time looking back on purportedly better days past? I do. I would rather take this excuse to talk about the things in sports that make me happy right now, especially since I don't do that enough. I carry one quotation in my wallet. No, it is not "When the going get tough, the tough get going." It is from Jonathan Swift. In 1703, he wrote, "Instead of dirt and poison, we have rather chosen to fill our hives with honey and wax, thus furnishing mankind with the two noblest of things, which are sweetness and light." I believe that this is a thought all journalists might aspire to, even if they can only rarely pull it off. Well, I like the playoffs, the more the merrier. I like Donovan McNabb. He is so infectious. I think he is my absolute favorite athlete right now. I like Brett Favre, too. I like beach volleyball. I like Chris McCarron riding a horse in a big race. I like Charles Barkley because he is so politically incorrect. Never shut up, Charles. I like having a Pimm's Cup at Wimbledon and watching players dressed in white play on God's green grass because it is all so quaint and impractical. In a sport now so full of power, I like Ichiro and Greg Maddux because they're cunning and crafty. The best place to be in sports is still the backside of a racetrack when the horses are working out at dawn, and everybody there has guaranteed a full card of winners this afternoon. I like Jason Kidd of the New Jersey Nets. Yes, the New Jersey Nets. I like him. I think I like Phil Mickelson. I know I want him to win. I like Mario Lemieux. I like Jerry DiOrio, who's been my engineer at WSHU for 11 years now. I like Peekaboo Street. I like bowling shoes. Most people will be shocked to hear this, but I like the World Cup. Well, so long as I'm watching it in a bar in a European country that is in the World Cup. I like Monica Seles, probably more than anybody else, for what she endured with courage and grace. I still like Nike commercials in the seventh inning stretch. Let's not get sappy, but I really do like Red Sox and Cubs fans. I like Rick Majerus, Derek Jeter, Mary Carrillo, Emmett Smith, Gustavo Kuerten, Sammy Sosa, and the cute little Bichon Frise, who won the Westminster Kennel Club Championship. I like seeing an America's Cup yacht sail back into the harbor at Auckland under an afternoon sun. I like it when the champions pick up the Stanley Cup and hold it high. There is still a lot of sweetness and light in sport, which is, I guess, why I am still here. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for my 1,001...
The comments of Frank DeFord, the senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.